These horses, 8 of them, live in a stable near the foot of the JFX. They and 7 Baltimore police officers comprise the Mounted Unit, which is the oldest continuously such operated unit in the country. They fall under the command of Lieutenant Milton Corbett, who heads up the City Police Traffic Division.
When we have major events, we can count the horses. One horse will represent 10 to 15 officers. The mount can actually see things that we, the average officer, can't see. We do show and tells. We actually take the horses out to the various schools. We actually take them to sometime we've been to a senior citizen home just to uplift people's spirit.
Officer Arturo Gavin introduced me to a celebrity in the stable. His name is Barney. He once had a walk-on on the wire.
They were like ambassadors. Basically, like off of like show and tells for schools. I mean, the kids love them. Some kids never seen the horses before.
What was it that attracted you to this kind of work?
I've been riding horses for like 13 years. I used to ride like for my hobby when I was in the military.
Officer Jennifer Falk has been a city police officer for 6 years, 2 of them with the Mounted Patrol. What did you do before that?
Actually, I was a travel agent.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you get into police work?
I actually had to call the FBI on one of my clients. And so the task force came, and I was like, hey, off the record, how do I come down and be an officer? Because I've always wanted to do it. And he's like, take the test. So I did, and I took my sister with me.
Okay, and your sister became
yes.
an officer, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is she a city police officer?
She is. We're twins. I like animals, and so I said, well, I like policing. Why not put them together? Mm-hmm. If I could stay here for the rest of my career, I think I would.
How do people treat you when they see you on a horse as opposed to when you're either walking the beat or in a cruiser?
Funny. They don't like to talk to you. They at all in the cars or walking foot. They, you know, they give you the eyes. And then, you know, they never want to take your picture, obviously. But on the horse, everyone wants to be your friend.
But really part of your job is also community relations, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you like that part of it?
Yeah, it's fun. It is fun. I love to talk to people, so I talk to everybody.
Had you ever ridden a horse before you had this job?
No. No.
Well, that must have been quite a leap. You decide to go from travel agent to a police officer, and then you, for the first time, not only are you riding a horse, but you're a police officer on a horse.
Yes, yes. That's interesting. It's a little intimidating at first.
Have you ever stopped a moving car on horseback?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yes, we have. We either tell them to stop, and if they don't stop, then we either call it on the radio or trot up there to them. We sit higher so we can see down into the vehicle.
Have you ever had to transport a prisoner on horseback?
We've had to, you know, hold them on the side and or we get off or ask another officer to assist us, but yes.
But what's a horse story without the sound of horses?
Want this?
We tried.
Want this? Come on.
And they kick. And they licked the microphone. But in the end, we have who else but Scott Wyckoff to thank for this. I'm Jim Russ on WBAL and WBAL.com.